Okay, so I, as usual, I just give a little bit of short introduction to meditation practice, and then we can try some meditation afterwards. So, as always, I always recommend people to start off by focusing on the body and making sure the body is nice and relaxed and at ease. And as I always say, when you're relaxing the body, you're also relaxing the mind, because the mind is what controls the body. So if the body is relaxed, it means the mind is also quite relaxed. The two go together. Yeah. So, and what you find, and this is, I think, one of the main important reasons why we have this idea of the middle way, is because when the body is relaxed, when you find that middle way between indulgence and pain or whatever, the body is no longer important, right? There's no problem there. The mind doesn't go to the body. The mind finds this peace in the middle. There's nothing to be done in the world. And the mind can sort of come to the present moment and relax. But if the present moment is not pleasant, if the present moment is nice, if you're not relaxed and feeling good in the body, then of course the mind will wander. It doesn't want to stay in the present moment if the present moment isn't nice. So by making the present moment nice, you're actually encouraging mindfulness. Mindfulness really only happens if the body feels at ease and the mind also feels at ease. So this is the first step. And then once the body is nice and relaxed, and you're starting to feel at ease, then the second thing is to encourage that mindfulness in the present moment. And that mindfulness, just 1 second, we'll receive these drinks first of all. Okay. And to encourage that mindfulness, one of the little things that I always do, and I think I've mentioned this here before, this idea that when you come to sit, when you come to the meditation practice, that is really like almost like the essence of the Buddhist path. It's during meditation that you can reach profound states of samadhi. It's during meditation that you can have insight into the world, whatever it is, you know, what the world actually is like or whatever. So this is like the essence. So you come to the core aspect of what the Buddhist path is about. And because you have come to the core, this is really what everything else in your life is pointing towards. It's pointing towards the meditation practice and the outcomes you can have in meditation. So because this is what we're all aiming for, there's nowhere else to go, right? We have kind of found the end point of the path. It's happening right here, right now, in the meditation practice. And when you realize that everything else you do in life really is there to support what you're doing now, everything else is really pointing towards this. This is the essence. This is what we're finally aiming at. Then there's no point in meditation to think about the other stuff you're going to do, because the purpose of that is just to get you here. So by reflecting in this way, you can take away a lot of this thinking about the future, thinking about what you're going to do later on, because now you have arrived at what really matters. Everything else is secondary. It comes after this. So this is just a little trick to encourage the mindfulness, to remind yourself what actually is really important in life, what ultimately we are aiming at. So that is going from the body, going towards mindfulness, and then, as always, a third factor, and that again is the idea of the right attitude in meditation practice. And attitude is always one of positivity, right? A positive attitude, looking at the world, looking at your fellow beings around you in a positive way, in a way that encourages joy and happiness, a sense of positivity. And one way of doing that, we were just talking today, yesterday was the Thai king's birthday, and when you celebrate somebody's birthday, it's like you look at the positive things in their life, and you celebrate the life, you celebrate the positive aspects. And in the same way, we can bring that into our meditation practice, and when you practice here, you can ask yourself, what are the blessings in your life? And we all have many blessings, many positive aspects, And once you focus on that, you feel good, and you feel a sense of gratitude, a sense of positivity about your life. And of course, one of the great blessings of being part of the Buddhist community here is that you have these wonderful facilities, right? You have the Buddhist society here in Dhammaloka and Dhammamara. We have the retreat center down in Serpentine. We have two strong Buddhist monasteries, both monks and nuns. We have a very strong lay Buddhist community here. And isn't it wonderful, isn't it amazing that in Perth, you know, a city which is really very far away from the rest of the world, a city which is kind of medium-sized, you know, on an international scale, isn't it remarkable that here we have one of those strongest Buddhist communities anywhere in the world, certainly in the world outside of Asia? Isn't that an amazing thing here? So get a sense of gratitude for that. It's such a remarkable thing to have that in our lives. And once you get that gratitude going, yeah, wow, that becomes such a positive force in your meditation, and that will take off because you have this beautiful view of the world inside of yourself. Okay, so just a few hints there on meditation practice. Let's try to do it a little bit and see what happens. So just start off your meditation by focusing on the body, making sure that you first of all are comfortable, that you're sitting nicely, and if you have to move during the meditation because you are uncomfortable because of pain or whatever, please do so. And then keep on focusing on the body. One of the nice things about closing your eyes is that you're shutting out so much of the world. Closing the eyes is a bit like going into your own private space inside of yourself. And suddenly you can feel the body much better than you can otherwise. So keep that focus on the body for a while. Make sure the body is really nice and at ease. So keep on relaxing, keep on letting go of any tensions or any pain until you feel really good inside of yourself. And please don't do anything else in your meditation until the body is 100% at ease. Because if the body isn't at ease, you're not really going to be able to move forward. So just stay with the body until it's really relaxed, really nice, and you're feeling very good within yourself. And one of the ways of doing that is to have a positive attitude towards the body. Like your body is almost like your child, and you have a positive attitude of caring and kindness, wishing your body well. May you relax. May you enjoy this meditation period. Thank you. you may notice that if you, the body starts to become uncomfortable in any way, whether there's tension there or pain or whatever it is, it's very easy for the mind to start wondering if that happens. So when there is any discomfort of any kind, always just go back to the beginning. Go back and rectify that. Make sure the body is 100% okay again. And only then continue on with the mindfulness. if you do find yourself drifting off into the future or into the past or whatever it is, then keep in mind that this right here, right now, this is the purpose. This is what the Buddhist path largely is all about. Finding that peace, finding that understanding in the present moment. This is what everything else you do in your life really points towards. Everything else is secondary. They are not important. This is what is important. And by understanding that, you can let go of the future, because actually it is secondary to what you're doing now. You can let go of the past, because that too is secondary. And you can allow your mind to come back to the present moment. And if you find that your mind is a bit dull and not sharp enough or whatever, try to lift it up, try to give it a boost by just reflecting very briefly how fortunate you are to be part of a community like this with these sort of facilities. Wow, how rare that is in the world, and how extraordinarily fortunate you are to be part of such a community, part of this Buddhist teachings, which is there for everyone, to move everyone forward towards happiness and peace. coming towards the end of the meditation. So before we end up, ask yourself, how do you feel now? And then ask yourself for the causes and conditions that have led to how you feel now. And in this way, take charge of your own meditation progress and try to understand what the process is all about. Okay, are there any questions or comments about the meditation anybody has? Everybody okay here? Okay, everybody's happy, that's good. So let's just pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.